The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is your life in balance? Your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual life? Does it sometimes feel that you're in need of a healing check? Welcome to Chella's Chat with host Chella Zappia. In the next hour, get ready for an honest discussion with special guest experts and contributions from you and other listeners. Now to get everything started, here is Chella.
Welcome to the show, everybody, and this is Chella Zappia, and you're listening to Chella's Chat on Voice America's Health and Wellness Channel. The show is all about healing through inspiration and information, providing you with the information and tools you need to heal your life. So most weeks, we have guest speakers who guide you through different topics that can heal and change your life, and you can connect with me at chellazappia.com or email me at chellazappia@outlook.com. And for you, for people that don't know, Chella, though it looks, it's spelled C-E-L-L-A, Zappia. A lot of people think there's an H in there, but that's the Italian pronunciation. So clearing that up. So I'd love to hear from you. You can also call into the show live today, 866-472-5792. Today's topic is, can micronutrient therapy heal bipolar disorder, depression, and other mental disorders? And I'm very excited to have the guest on I have today, Anthony Steffen, who is the co-founder of True Hope and the Empower Plus supplement. But before I read Mr. Steffen's bio, I want to just talk to you a little bit about some facts and some recent news stories that came up. So, a fact, suicide takes the lives of nearly 30,000 Americans every year. And suicide rates in the U.S. are always highest in the springtime. And another fact is 1 in 65,000 children ages 10 to 14 commit suicide each year. So these are really staggering numbers. We had an incident here about two or three months ago in January, a story that was newsworthy all over the Hampton Roads, Virginia area. A young girl named Sarah Peterson, who seemed to have it all. She was a track star, honor roll student, had recently received the Girl Scouts highest award. She had friends everywhere. And her family had no idea, really, that anything was even wrong with her until her mom one night went to check on her in a room and found her cutting herself. And they right away got her into an acute care facility, and they derived, the doctors created a treatment plan. But unfortunately, just 8 weeks later, on January 16th of this year, Sarah hanged herself in her home. And it was really obviously very tragic. The positive thing that's come out of this in this area is that red ribbons were appearing everywhere in the Norfolk, Virginia area as support, lifting the stigma from this and allowing parents to talk to their teenagers about this really traumatic event. Another story that recently hit the news I thought is interesting is the sudden suicide death of Lorenz Scott on March 17th. And she was the longtime girlfriend of Mick Jagger. Again, we don't know the reasons for her death, but whether it was situational or she had carried depression with her. But again, it's another tragic death that most likely could have been prevented. And one more story, of course, before we introduce our guest today is my own story. And I'm so interested in Mr. Steffen's story. They're very similar in a lot of ways because people that know my story is that I too am a suicide attempt survivor. If you don't know my story, I do talk about it. In November, I had a show about it. And again, I was in my early 40s. It was the perfect storm of circumstances. My body fell apart. The doctors didn't know how to help me. They wanted to stick me on all sorts of pills. The pills made me worse. And also, if I had known what I know now, the hormone fluctuations in my body were out of control because I've had all my hormones tested. My thyroid was totally plummeted out. My progesterone was totally low. I had been on birth control pills, except for when I had my two children, from the time I was 18 until I was 42. So except for a few years, my body had been totally messed up with the birth control pill, never being given information from any of the doctors what this could truly do to my body. So that's, you know, my story. If I had known what I know now, maybe none of this would have happened to me or my family. So I'm going to read Mr. Stephan's bio. And again, Anthony Stephan, co-founder of True Hope and Power Plus Supplement. And Mr. Stephan was quoted as saying, when they open the history books 10 years from now, it will talk about how mental illness was found to be nothing more than a nutrient deficiency disorder. After losing his wife to suicide in the early 90s, Stephan battled hard to find a solution to the disease that also threatened the lives of two of his children. Working hard to find a solution he knew was out there, Anthony Stephan finally realized the cure was in micronutrients. The numbers of people successfully using micronutrients for bipolar, schizophrenia, depression, anxiety, addictions, autism, and Parkinson's is increasing daily. Turning despair into hope, Anthony Stephan loves to share his story, educating people so that no one has to suffer what his family has suffered through. So finally, welcome, Anthony. Thank you for being on my show today.
Hey, thank you very much, Sala, for inviting me. This is a wonderful opportunity to share a lot of good information with people who are looking for facts and information relating to these things.
Yeah, so like my story, that's where we have so much in common. Obviously, your family really suffered. I think for people to get the best understanding of your story and why you even are involved in this today, could you go take us back to the beginning of time and what happened?
You know, back in the early 70s, I married this wonderful, beautiful, attractive young lady who was very intelligent and just a kind, compassionate person. And we had a wonderful life together. And over the years, though, there was a dark side that showed up in the sense that she struggled with bipolar disorder. And it certainly wasn't of her making. There isn't a villain in this story, at least at this part. Her family struggled with the same issue, a lot of her family members. And sadly enough, after having a large family and being very, very blessed as a family and developing wonderful relationships with all of the family members, she took her life. Wow. In 1994, on January the 30th, with her diagnosis of bipolar disorder, I mean, she didn't do well, and she struggled to do her very, very best. But when she got on a medication called Prozac, she absolutely lost it. Mm. More than she ever, ever did before, she became extremely incoherent and hysterical, very aggressive in her thinking. And the drug had a negative effect. Within a week and a half to 2 weeks, she ended up taking her life.
Oh, wow.
And that's a tragic issue because it just destroyed every one of us. And it certainly wasn't anything that she would have ever wanted to happen to her family. Just a very loving person. I think when I look back now and I see how many people have suicided because of medications, the terrible interactions of these medications, it's absolutely shocking. Medications like that are of course now black box warned for, in some cases, causing suicidal and or homicidal ideation. And unfortunately, she was a victim of that. Her father took his life 16 years before she did. Mm-hmm. And at the time of her death, two of our children had the same diagnosis, bipolar affective disorder 1 with rapid cycling.
Wow.
And you know, what was really sad about it, it didn't matter what I threw at it. I couldn't overcome the disorders. And neither could the good medical practitioners that did their very best. They couldn't change the picture either.
So let me ask you, was your children already diagnosed before your wife's suicide?
My one daughter was, and my son was diagnosed shortly after her death, but he had been showing signs for the previous 2 years with extremely violent, aggressive behavior, irrational thinking. He would get high, and he'd have the extreme depressive lows where he wouldn't want to get out of bed sometimes for days on end. There's no question. I'm not going to say it's a genetic dysfunction as much as it is carried down and from parent to child. And there's a specific reason we've uncovered through all of the research that's taken place on this protocol that we've been working on. But so, you know what? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, so I was kind of wondering what that protocol was, but I too wanted to say from personal experience that, you know, my son, my oldest son now is 23 and he's very much changed, but he, in his teenage years were, he was raging. I mean, he would just be fine one moment and then the next moment just be so angry on a flip of a, you know, of a hat. And it was coming out on me, it seemed, at the time. And I remember taking him to different doctors and they, you know, do all sorts of different tests on him. And they couldn't conclusively say he had bipolar or what he had. They didn't really know, but they wanted to throw him in medications just to throw them on them. And I heard in one of your interviews that you talked about really the neurochemistry of these teenagers, especially during puberty, is really out of whack. Can you speak to us about that?
Sure. I mean, these are huge issues in our society. And in order to produce those neurochemicals that give us proper balance, things like serotonin, dopamine, the different neural and endorphins that our body produces. I mean, we're basically a factory. We produce hundreds of thousands of enzymes and neuropeptides in every second. But the substrate or the base of all of that production is nutrition. Mm. And what's happened is we have a cardboard food society now where we produce food that is so overprocessed and so deficient and so devoid of nutrition that our children and of course the adults and adolescents aren't getting the proper I would say nutrient base in order to produce the proper chemistry. And you know, the absolute evidence of that is the fact that this morning when you and I woke up to have breakfast, so did 6.4 million American children. Now this is according to the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, a section of the U.S. government, where they're saying those 6.4 million American children had to take a medication in order to have proper cognitive function or to attempt to have proper cognitive function and or emotional function. And you combine that with the fact that 30 million Americans today will take an antidepressant to try and overcome their blue moods. Mm-hmm. And all of this, according to the research, is now 25 studies on the protocol that we've developed that came out of this terrible trauma, this family trauma. These 25 studies have absolutely identified that when you apply nutrition to these various disorders, and there's 16 of them listed in the research, mm-hmm. things like anxiety, stress, depression, bipolar disorder, psychotic thought disorders, when you apply nutrition, whole nutrition to that, you see these disorders begin to melt away. And you see an assemblance of normality that comes into these individuals' lives. And that's the evidence that's coming forward now. Once again, 25 medical journal publishings. I believe 18 of them are peer-reviewed. The most recent was a double-blind study completed in New Zealand, published in the British Journal of Psychiatry. That's a huge journal. It's peer-reviewed. There's over 15,000 members of that Royal Society of the Psychiatrists in Britain. And, of course, it has to be approved, and it's approved. And it's, what does it show? A major cessation of the symptoms of ADHD and depression through the use of this nutrient protocol, Empower Plus.
That's incredible. So we're surely getting ready for break. But when we come back, I want people to understand, you know, because I'm sure everybody's sitting there, well, how did you even come up with this? You know, how did you go from that tragic stuff in your life going on to nutrition being the perhaps answer for many people? So, Anthony, how can people, you know, find out more about the product or get in touch with you or you know, to contact the company to ask questions?
Well, if they go to www.truehope, that's T-R-U-E-H-O-P-E, truehope.com, they'll be able to actually view the research, watch videos. There's probably 70 videos there of people who have gone through this with varying so-called mood disorders. And, they're welcome to visit there and take a look, and you can obtain the product there as well.
Great. And I am Chela Zappia. You can find me at Facebook at Chela Zappia, and we're going to commercial, and we will be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Sit back. Close your eyes. Relax. Have you explored the possibilities of yoga? It transcends time, space, and culture. It has healing properties, and it can be done by anyone. Tune in to Yoga Begins Now with Mark and Heather Cherie Titus. Mark and Heather are the team behind the Sedona Yoga Festival. Our program will bring yoga out of the studio and into your life with lively discussions, special guests, and an in-depth exploration of modern yoga. Yoga Begins Now. Join us every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. How many times have you heard this?
I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired.
You are what you eat.
I've tried every diet.
Diets don't work.
It's time to stop this kind of madness and start thinking and feeling empowered to change your health. Tune in to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Join us weekly for thought-provoking conversations with world-renowned experts in the food, medical, holistic, sports medicine, chiropractic, and naturopathic health sciences. The Raw Truth airs live every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Chela's Chat. To reach Chela Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chelazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chela's Chat.
Welcome back to Chela's Chat, and I'm your host, Chela Zappia. Today we are interviewing Anthony Steffens, who's the co-founder of True Hope, and we're really talking about micronutrients and how they can change your life, possibly heal you from depression, bipolar, along with proper nutrition, that this could be the new wave instead of going and doing what Big Pharma says, you know, take a pill. Everything's about taking a pill. And really, our bodies are very powerful. You know, we have the ability to heal ourselves if we're really pushed and in the right direction. So we're going to jump in, and I want Anthony to talk to us in a moment about how he came to these conclusions, because it's a pretty powerful story. But we're talking about bipolar a lot, and you know, I've never really discussed this before on the show. I don't believe, but my father, my natural father, who did not raise me. But I found out he was my father when I was 8 years old. I didn't even know about him until then. But he had bipolar disorder. So I tried to establish a relationship on and off with him in my life. And he didn't live anywhere near me. And it was, you know, he was either on these really high highs and our relationship was great, or he was on these terrible lows and I'd have to cut him off out of my life, basically, like literally cut him out of my life. And this went on and off, and he was on lithium and all of these medications, and he was hospitalized, and it was really crazy. He was such a creative genius in so many ways. And tragically, the day after my 29th birthday, I got a call from the LA County Morgue that he had died. He actually had a heart attack on a city bus. His body just couldn't take any more between his bipolar, which created substance abuse. He didn't know, you know, he would self-medicate. So it was very sad, because it was about that time he was trying to straighten his life up to get to know his grandchildren, my children, and that never happened. So I know that there's been some studies out that there are a number of nutritional imbalances that may contribute to bipolar disorder, such as omega-3, our blood sugar imbalance, and magnesium. is very important. So, Anthony, can you tell us a story how you came upon, you know, finding out how to put this together?
Well, you know, after I lost my wife and I saw where our family was going, I should have seen it before. It's an interesting thing because sometimes you live in the forest and you don't see the trees. Mm-hmm. And I guess I could describe my life like that. It was really tragic. And these two children of mine were absolutely lost. My daughter was so heavily medicated. My son was heavily medicated on lithium. Both of them were out of control, both of them suicidal. And I realized, I'm going to lose my family. I lost my father-in-law, I've lost my wife, and now I'm losing my children. And to me, the family is the most precious part of our life, or my life anyways, and it's an essential issue. And so it left me in a state where I had to find an answer. When I remarried, about 8 months after my wife's death, Barbara came into our home, and she's been a real blessing to us. But she quickly saw that we weren't going to make it as a family because of the dysfunctionality being created by these mental conditions. And while it wasn't anybody's fault, everybody was being affected in such mm-hmm. a profoundly negative way. So it drove me, and we started taking my son to some of the top psychiatrists in Western Canada, moved out of the small town doctoring thing, and I'm not being critical. These good men and women did the very best that they could. But we believe that there's got to be a better answer, and so we're going to take my son to one of the top psychiatrists, and we did. And I had a shocking episode with this psychiatrist. I started to explain when we finally got in to visit what my son was going through, and she said, "Please, Mr. Stephan, don't go there. You're wasting our time. I deal with thousands of patients. I hear these horror stories every day of my life. So don't waste your time. It's counterproductive. Let's find some answers." And she started going through some things. And I said, "Look, this young man will never hold a child of his own. He'll never have a sweetheart. He will never have an educational or career pursuit." And she said, I understand that. It was an acknowledgement there, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she understands, but it wasn't really her problem, I guess, right?
Yeah, and Mr. Stephan, you need to understand, he's not going to get better. Yes, we're going to find some combination of medications, and we'll have him sedated. And I said, "Sedated? I want him normalized. There must be a better answer." And I think she got really tired of me. And she said, "Mrs. Stephan, please, take Joseph, go out in the waiting room, close the door." And they did. And when that door closed, it was like a shotgun going off in my face. "Mr. Stephan, you need a wake-up call. Don't you get it? What you see is what you've got. You're not going to change it." She had the large book called the DSM-4, the Diagnostic Statistical Manual, Volume 4. I didn't know anything about that. I'm just a father, right? An engineer. And it's used to diagnose people. This is what schizophrenia looks like. This is what ADHD looks like. And she opened it to the affective disorders because my son was suffering with bipolar affective disorder. And she says, "Look what it says here. It becomes more chronic with age. That's what you have to look forward to. And here, look at this, Mr. Stephan. It says here that this is a recurrent disorder. That means it's incurable." And Mr. Stephan, sadly enough, there's a very high possibility that he's going to suicide. Just like his mom and his grandpa did. And, you know, that just blew me away. And I just got up. I wasn't rude. And I just said, "Thank you for your time." And I walked out and closed the door. And I realized, I'm going to lose my family.
Wow.
And I actually learned what depression was like. It was so intense. The situational depression was incredible. And it put me in a position. You all heard the saying, there are no atheists in the foxhole. Mm-hmm. It's true. I was in the foxhole of life. And while I was never an atheist, I realized I wasn't going to find an answer. They couldn't save my family. I couldn't save my family. Nobody could. I started to go through prayer, searching, fasting, researching, looking under every rock, metaphorically speaking. And, you know, it was interesting. Over that long, and I mean long, two-year period, because that's how long it took, little pieces of the puzzle would start to come together that pointed towards nutrition. Eventually, one day, I found myself walking down the hall in one of my buildings that I look after. I have 26 buildings at that time, as a property manager. And the owner's liaison was with me, and we're talking about the building, and I'm talking about I'm losing my family, and he's got a big family, I got a big family. There's some commonalities, and he said to me, he stopped me, he said, look, we're not going to get anything done here, but I got to tell you this. I don't know anything about mental disorders at all, nothing. Mm-hmm. My wife is okay, I'm okay, my kids never experienced it. But he said, I spent 20 years in the agricultural industry. And I'm thinking, where is this going? Okay, speak on, whatever. Send it to me. And he said, I formulated feed for hundreds of thousands of hogs. And he said, I used to see this. It wasn't that uncommon. It's called ear and tail biting syndrome. And these hogs become hyper irritable. When he said that, it took me home. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing my son and what he's doing, all of his angry behavior, you know. And he said, these animals rage explosively. And that took me home, and I'm seeing my son, and we're all having to haul him off and put him on the floor and load him up with lithium and pour water in his mouth, and he's choking and cursing, and it's all so very dysfunctional, extremely dysfunctional. And I'm getting a correlation between these animals and what these animals suffer with. But he said, you know, we learned something very quickly, two things. You had to pen the animals away, or you had a fatality. And the second and the most important thing, Tony, was that we learned from the agricultural scientific literature is that you could nutrate away the disorder. I said, nutrate? He said, yes, like in nutrition. And you know what, Stella? I had an epiphany where I absolutely knew with every cell of my being that was the answer.
So what did you do with that information? I mean, you got it. Now you have this. It's like, it must have been so exciting. Like, whoa, I have the Holy Grail here. What do you do with that?
Yeah, it's like going on a long bus trip and finally you arrive and you say, I'm home. It's here. And so I started putting things together with him and trying things and reading about nutrients. What do they do? There wasn't really anybody to mentor from. There really wasn't. And interestingly enough, we came up with a number of cocktails of these nutrients. It wasn't pig feed, like the media said. My son was fed pig feed. Yeah, okay. But anyhow, we fed him nutrients, and it didn't work. It didn't work. But I had that feeling. I knew that the answer was there. So I pursued. I kept on forging through. Yeah, there was discouraging times. I didn't care. I had to find an answer. And January 18th, of 1996, almost 2 years to the day since I've lost my wife to a suicide, I put him on a nutrient protocol. And by the 30th, this young man was better. Within 30 days, he exhibited no symptoms. I remember sitting with him on the Chesterfield and talking and him saying, Dad, where was I? Mm. It was like he came out of a cloud. Where was I? Why was I so angry? Why did I want to hurt people? I said, Joe, that wasn't you. Don't worry about it. That was just chemistry. And he became the person that he was before. Gentle, not sedated, not drugged, kind and compassionate. And he's never looked back. It's been 18 years. He married a young lady with bipolar disorder. She got better. They've had 6 children, beautiful, healthy kids.
That is such an incredible story. And, you know, I can relate, Anthony, to the feeling your son had. I mean, it was never, you know, I never had bipolar, but just going through the depression that I went through where it became major, you know, it started with anxiety and the cycle goes to depression. And then if you don't get a hold of it, it becomes major depressive disorder. And that's what happened to me. And I remember feeling like I was in a constant fog. I was not myself. As a matter of fact, you know, when I went from the line of feeling like there was hope to no hope, which is when you become suicidal, I clearly felt like the person that I once was no longer there, that she would never be there again, that she was lost forever, because I constantly felt like I was walking in this fog. And I also felt like everybody looking at me could tell I was in this fog, though, you know, maybe that's paranoia, but that's how I felt. So as we get back, we're getting ready for another break. And this is such a powerful story. And there's so much more to this. And we're going to talk about the product itself, but also, you know, for people to understand about hormones and how all of this is so effective. And again, I'm so blessed that you're on my show today. I'm really happy about this. So again, how can they reach you or find out about the product?
Well, once again, you can call 1-888, toll free, 1-888-TRUE-HOPE. Or you can go to truehope.com, www.truehope.com.
Perfect. And if you have any questions, everybody, I mean, feel free to call in today. I'm sure if there's anything, a question about the product, that Anthony would be happy to answer those questions, or even questions for me about what I've gone through, please give us a call. So we're getting ready for break, and we will be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Holy hormones, honey! Every week, this groundbreaking radio show brings you insight about hormone fluctuations, addressing the core biological issues that cause mood disorders, and offers a general support center for women everywhere at any stage in their lives. Host Leslie Carroll Botha has the passion and drive to help you make informed decisions about your well-being and reclaim your life. Holy Hormones, Honey, sponsored by True Hope Incorporated, the leaders in brain health, is broadcast live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you have cancer, there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. While many medical professionals can give us some of the answers, there are many more unanswered questions that can't always be answered to our satisfaction. Listen for Cancer Concepts and Compliments with Dr. James Belanger. We'll discuss the tests, the compromised immune system, how cancer grows, and what natural medicines could be added to conventional therapies that may help keep it at bay. Cancer Concepts and Compliments airs live every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Chella's Chat. To reach Chella Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chellazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chella's Chat.
Welcome back, everybody, and this is Chella. And again, we are interviewing Anthony Steffens, who is the co-founder of True Hope, and it's a nutritional product. And really, we've been talking about all sorts of mood disorders from, you know, and this really, we've been talking mostly about depression and bipolar, but this also goes to ADHD and schizophrenia and really mood disorders all across the board. A good friend of mine and the host of Holy Hormones, Honey, which is another show on Voice America's Health and Wellness channel, she quoted on her show, when she actually interviewed you, Anthony, she had quoted a quote by Dr. Bonnie Kaplan that said, nutrition should be the primary treatment, medication, the supplement. So, you know, and also I want to say for a lot of people, there's also a lot of issues with postpartum depression. I don't think people take it seriously enough, but there was a new study out on www.depressionanxietydiet.com. I found this study that said that 1 in 7 or 14% of American women who give birth get postpartum depression and anxiety. And 1 in 5 or 20% of American women report acute anxiety in the days after childbirth. And Dr. Andrew Weil is quoted as saying, to deal with depression, including postpartum depression, follow a well-balanced diet and include a multivitamin mineral supplement to ensure you are meeting your nutritional needs for all the essential nutrients. So I don't think anybody, a lot of women are really suffering and they feel alone. And I know I've heard you speak about it before as well. When your wife, she had, so you had 9 children, is that correct? She had 9 births. Is that correct, Anthony?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We adopted a young native girl as well. So there was actually 10 children in the home.
So she had, after every birth, correct? You know, people don't realize what a woman goes through, how much we're depleted, not just our hormones, but our nutrition out of us to give that nutrition to the baby. Can you speak to us a little bit about that? Did you see a decline in her after every birth?
I did. And sadly, we didn't understand why. There's no question that a mother constructing a young baby, because that's really what's happening, where does all of the bone material and tissue material come from in the birthing and the growth of that child? It comes from the mother. Mm-hmm. And so it's basically a very depleting episode. You know, in agriculture, they understand when you have a cow-calf operation. I'm not trying to be crude here, but in a cow-calf operation, they absolutely know that if you don't nutrate the cow, it's not going to give birth to a healthy calf. And the same with a sow operation, or even when you're running a large turkey operation or chickens, they understand the importance of nutrition. But you know, in human health, we don't believe it. And, mm-hmm. and there are so many depleted mothers that are eating cardboard, highly processed food. And then on top of it, they're building a child, basically. They give birth to that child. They nurse that child. And so we've got a depleted mom. And that's why postpartum depression and postpartum psychosis is on a terrible incline. No question. Andrew Weil is absolutely right when he says that a mother has to nutrate.
No, I'm so glad you brought that up because it just came to my mind. It's a really important subject that when I, you know, I've had two children and I was never, you know, the doctors never really talked to me about nutrition and what I'm eating or supplementation. I mean, they have you on your prenatal, which I guess is their way of supplementing you. But with today's practices, with the pesticides and the chemicals and the toxins in our food supply, not only, you know, are we being poisoned in so many ways, unless you are, you know, really conscious about organics and where you're getting your food from, which is really virtually impossible because, you know, there's toxins in water and the air we breathe. We're getting depleted. I remember after I had my first child, I went to the dentist and I had 7 cavities and I was floored. I'm like, 7 cavities? And it just made sense. I had just had a baby, you know, it took everything out of my teeth. So I really get that. So can you tell us the story a little bit of your meeting with one of the world's most eminent neuropsychologists? Is it Dr. Brian Kolb?
Brian Kolb. And in fact, it was an amazing experience. Just after I lost my wife and I was on this journey, this venture to find answers, I went to the Center for Neuroscience. And they're doing amazing research there. And Dr. Brian Kolb and Dr. Ian Wishaw had written a book called Fundamentals of Human Neuropsychology. And I saw this book. And so I went and saw him, visited with him. And I tried to find answers. Why did my wife have this? What is it? And you know, it was interesting. They didn't know. They don't really understand the dynamics. Yes, they understand that these are neurochemical disorders, but what causes it? Is it a virus? Is it some kind of a genetic dysfunction? They didn't know. And so he had this large book. He gave it to me. He said, look, read this. And so I did. And I read it from cover to cover. It's used in the first level of studies of psychology and psychiatry. So I read it through, and then after the answer came, when we discovered how to actually turn off the disorder, I went back to him and I said, here's what we found. And he couldn't believe it. This is incredulous. This can't happen. And so I had my daughter Autumn come and bring all of her medical records, and he interviewed her with Dr. Ian Wishaw as well. And they were just shaking their heads. Well, we don't see any reason why this would go into remission. And he got intrigued because he could see that there was some reality here. And so what we did is we went out in the community and we found a group of children struggling with ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And we talked to the mothers and they were interested to try these nutrients. And visited with Dr. Brian Kolb. He said, look, I want to make sure that this is real, and I don't want you having any influence in it, which is good. He said, here's the forms. They're going to fill out the forms. They're going to monitor their children on the nutrients. And then they're going to send the forms directly to me. And so that's what happened. We never looked at the data, and that was good. And he phoned us up one day, just out of the blue, like about 4 months later. He said, you know, I got 10 returns on these forms, and we've called for the others. And out of the 10 so far, it's amazing what this nutrient is doing. Can you make appointments? I want to visit with the following six mothers. And so we did. We took them all over the country there. And he visited with these mothers, and he came out just shaking his head. He worked the numbers out, and he said, this is so incredibly significant, the statistics on it. And he said, but I'm doing animal research, but this is amazing. I'm going to refer you to the University of Calgary, Dr. Bonnie Kaplan. He did. Dr. Kaplan and Dr. Stephen Simpson, who is a PhD biochemist and a psychiatrist, took the very first 10 patients that walked through his door, all of them struggling with bipolar, medicated heavily but not doing well. Never did find anybody that was heavily medicated and doing well, you see. And they put them, these patients, on the same supplement, and they started to come around. Next thing you know, the Canadian Psychiatric Association had Dr. Stephen Simpson and Dr. Kaplan speak and do a poster presentation at the annual general conference. The major networks, the news got involved in it, and this thing started to get some traction. And the research started to flow from that point. And today, we have 25 medical journal publishings on 16 different disorders, and it all shows the same. These are nutrient deficiency disorders, and when you apply highly, this is the key, this is the absolute key, highly bioavailable nutrition that can get across the stomach wall into the bloodstream. And when it's balanced, it has an amazing effect. And this is exactly where it's taken us today. So we're seeing major, major changes in people's lives because of nutrition.
So you're, the Empower Plus, because I guess that would be the question. Well, why can't people just take any supplement? And we have just about 2 minutes before break, so we might have to continue the conversation when we come back. But what makes Empower Plus different? Why is it helping people? How did you come up with the formula?
The key in this was learning. Well, for instance, let me give you an example. I had a man come up to me, and he said, I'm not going to repeat the trade name of the product. I've been taking this drugstore vitamin mix for 18 years, and I've had depression for 20 years. I think this is all hooey. It hasn't done a thing for me. And I said, you're probably right. It probably hasn't done a thing. And I looked at the label. He actually brought it with him. And I said, look what you're doing. You're taking calcium carbonate. That's limestone. Look at this. You're taking iron oxide. That's rust. Of course you're not going to be able to utilize that. Your stomach can't utilize that. Your body can't process that. It's got to be in a bioavailable format, like the tomato from the vine, the carrot from the ground. When you eat those things, you can uptake almost 100% of the nutrition. And what we've done is we've processed in such a way that the body can utilize these nutrients.
That's amazing. And I know when we do come back from break, I'd love to hear some of the stories, because I'm sure you have so many stories. And people like to hear the stories, you know, of how people heal and for hope. And for the listeners out there, there is hope. Just know that you can, nutrition is so important, how you care for your body. You know, unfortunately, the care has unfortunately come out of healthcare a lot. And I'm not saying every doctor's like that. There are a lot of doctors that care. But unfortunately, with pharmaceutical companies, they're pushed to see each patient every 6 to 7 minutes, approximately. They don't have enough time to spend with you. They don't have time to care. They have time to hear your symptom and prescribe a pill. And a lot of times those pills, they do help some people, but for many people, they don't do anything, or they may suppress the symptoms, but they're really not healing you. And we want to heal our bodies. So we're getting ready for break again. And I am Chella Zappia. You can find me at chellazappia.com or email me at chellazappia@outlook.com. And when we come back, we will have some great stories from Anthony. So we will see you in a moment.
helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Every day we face struggles and issues concerning addiction, whether it's ourselves, family members, friends, or other loved ones. On Overcoming Addiction, Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment, Dr. Joe Terhar helps us all better understand the causes and approaches to addressing addiction with the knowledge that no single approach is 100% effective. From guest experts, families, and addicts, you'll hear about what is and is not working in overcoming addiction. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
How is your health? Do you want to know more about it? Every day there are new technologies, procedures, and healing techniques coming forward. To understand them, tune in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. Our guests come from different backgrounds in the fields of health and healing. We'll discuss new realities and modalities, from chiropractic to metagenics. It's all designed to improve your quality of life. Speaking of Health is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Chella's Chat. To reach Chella Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chellazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chella's Chat.
And we're back to Chella's Chat, and we're at the last segment. And there's so many questions, really. I could go on and on about this. Suicide is a big subject for me, the prevention of it, and getting the information out about it. There's a PubMed.gov website, and there was a study on that website that showed that the overall suicide attempts are highest 1 month before starting treatment. And then the next highest rates are 1 month into starting treatment, which is exactly what happened to Anthony's wife, obviously two weeks or less on Prozac, and she ended up committing suicide. So, Anthony, what's your response to this?
I think this is realistic, and this is exactly what's happening in our society, and we're missing the boat. And I'm not being critical, because, like I say, we work with over 5,000. We have over 125,000 people now in our database. It's one of the largest, if you want to put it this way, psychiatric databases in the world. It's been studied by New York State University, University of Calgary. They've reviewed a lot of the research in there. It's amazing. Now, what we're seeing is the first resort needs to be for nutrition. We are an organism, and we eat organic food. Now, I'm not saying organically grown, but these are organisms as well, and we respond best to nutrition, not to drugs. People aren't depressed because they have low blood levels or low serum levels of Prozac. That's not the way it works. And so we need to look beyond the current paradigm and begin to explore the first resort. Feed the brain, feed the body. You know, in my backyard, and I don't get a lot of time to do my gardening. I've got an old place and there's some trees back there. And one of my trees started to die back. I didn't look after it properly. There were limbs that I had to saw off. And I started to nutrate that tree and to hydrate it properly, you know, to water it and care for it, put some dung on it, and, you know, do the whole thing. And that tree blossomed. And I thought about that one day. That's like the human brain and the human body. We respond to proper nutrition. When we eat poorly, we do poorly. And as a continent, I'm talking about the North American diet, it's one of the poorest diets in the world now. We have high levels of birth defects and all of these other issues, as well as all these neurochemical conditions and everything else. You see?
I agree. Well, I think the World Health Organization says, at least in the United States, and it may be the same for all of North America, I don't know, but we're like number 40 for, you know, being the 40th most unhealthy country. I mean, like Japan is number one in healthcare. We're number 40. I mean, here we are, such a country that is so forward thinking, and we have, you know, the greatest facilities and universities and doctors. I mean, I always say, if trauma care, you need trauma, you need a surgery, you know, our doctors are great. But when it comes to healthcare and food, you're right, it's horrible. The standard American diet is very bad. It's so bad. And people feel like they can't afford to eat healthy food. And can you give us some examples of, you know, some stories that you have of where you've seen people coming from bad places, and once they've been on your product, they've changed around?
You know, last night I spoke in Salt Lake City. They invited us to come down and speak. So there was a large group of people there. And after the meeting, this young lady came up to me. I'd estimate she's probably 25, 26. And she grabbed me and she gave me a hug and she broke down and cried. And I said, "What's wrong, dear?" And she said, "It's not what's wrong. It's what's right." And I said, "Well, tell me about what's happening." She said, "You know, I tried to get a university education. I couldn't. My anxiety was so bad. I'd get in the class for 5 minutes and I'd have to run out. I'd try and go to my church with my parents or friends. I couldn't sit in church because my anxiety was so bad. And I became a recluse. And I've gained all this weight eating junk food, and I've been unhealthy. And I was just a mental wreck." And she said, "I got on these nutrients for a period of 4 weeks. Here I am today. Zero anxiety." And, you know, I see that story repeated over and over again. Moms that will phone me and say, "Mr. Stephan, my kid was basically voted the worst kid in the classroom for the year. He couldn't sit still. They wanted to throw him out. They had to have a special aide to look after him. It was costing tens of thousands of dollars per year to support this little boy in school. Where is he today? He's at the top of his class." Here's a case from the British Medical Journal. Dr. Bonnie J. Kaplan, the clinical psychologist that does the trials, Dr. Megan Rodway, psychiatrist, University of Calgary. Young boy, 5 years in the medical system. I'm not knocking on the medical system. We're just trying to find better answers. This young boy was diagnosed with extreme psychosis, OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, and struggled severely with generalized anxiety disorder. 5 years, heavily medicated, in and out of the psych ward at the Alberta Children's Hospital, out of control. They took him off the medications because they weren't doing a thing. They put him on the Empower Plus. Within a month, the psychosis was gone. This is according to the British Medical Journal publishing. Month two, the OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, and the generalized anxiety disorder is gone. Month three, he's back in school.
Oh, wow.
Total cost for the last 6 months in the medical system, $158,000 worth of care, 2.5 months out of the 6 months locked down. The next 6 months, like I say, he's fixed. He's doing really, really well. The total cost for the product was $300 versus $158,000. It's now 4.5 years later. He's been at the top of his class. He never looks back to the sad life that he had when he couldn't go to school. These are the kinds of stories of nutrition, the impact it can have in our lives, right?
Yeah, and I love that. And a question before we get ready to close, is the Empower Plus that is given to the children, is that the same formula given to adults? Or are there two different formulas?
It is. It's exactly the same formula. And we've actually got parents calling us now that have animals in their house, like dogs. I know this sounds weird. Have you ever heard of this? My dog is a Prozac dog.
What? Oh, yes. I've heard of that.
Yeah. So now they're feeding these animals small amounts, like a capsule a day or something, and they're finding huge response. Everything responds to nutrition. Our garden, we understand that, our animals, and ourselves especially.
Wow. This, you know, it's funny, and quickly before we end this, this is true, too. There are studies out that they give, because chickens get anxiety ridden with being in cages and everything, and that they give the chickens Prozac, and then we as consumers are now eating the chickens that have the Prozac in it. And instead of, like you said, nutrating them properly, so now we are getting Prozac through our food. I mean, I don't even know how many people know that, but that is definitely a study. Again, going, you know, giving the pills, and the nutrition's there for us. And I am so thankful that you have been on the show today and that there is hope. You've provided hope for people that are listening. And for the listeners out there, know that there's hope. There's always hope. And whether it's through you're just, you know, seeking out organic foods and trying, you know, just to make better meals and get away from the processed foods, or if you're feeling very hopeless, you know, getting on something like Empower Plus. And that's something that can be taken for anybody just for overall general, you know, maintenance. But if you know somebody, and I think we all know somebody that struggles, whether it's a kid or an adult, everybody in our lives, there's somebody that has an issue. So I am so thankful you're on the show today, Anthony. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, wonderful to be with you. And thank you for the invite. And once again, for any of your listening audience, 1-888, toll free, 1-888-TRUE-HOPE, or go to truehope.com, T-R-U-E-H-O-P-E. And there's lots of videos, lots of information, and they can read up and learn about the powerful impact of taking nutrition.
And that's, please go to the website, get all the information you can, pass it on to people that you know that need this. And again, I'm Chella Zappia, and I'm always grateful to be here for my audience, healing through inspiration and information, providing you with the tools and inspiration you need to heal your life. So I hope today's show was really of value. And if you have suggestions for other shows or other people you'd like to have on, please just email me and contact me. And again, it's chellazappia.com. And again, that's CellaZappia.com. And until next time, have a great evening.
Thank you again for being part of the show. Chella's Chat featuring Chella Zappia can be heard live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. This week, find your balance.